The Overdrive Red Eye Radio's Trucker Talent Search is brought to you by Dello. Go to ChevronDello.com for more details. That's ChevronDello.com.
With all news all day, this is the Triangle's News Authority. News Radio 680 WPCF, Raleigh, North Carolina. Curtis Media Group Station.
CBS News, I'm Gary Nunn. Arizona Senator John McCain, the latest to weigh in on the VA Medical Center controversy, saying he's concerned about the Obama administration's handling of charges of mismanagement, fraud, and neglect in facilities around the country.
I respect the important role of the Inspector General, but my fellow veterans can't wait the many months it may take to issue this report. They need answers, accountability, and leadership of this administration and Congress now.
McCain, in the Republicans' weekly address, says the administration has failed to respond in an effective manner. VA Secretary Eric Shinseki has accepted the resignation of Undersecretary Robert Petzl. More from CBS News correspondent Wyatt Andrews.
The White House was hoping the resignation of Dr. Petzl would signal accountability at the VA in response to the wait time scandal. But it turns out that Petzl was scheduled to retire this year anyway. Critics of Secretary Shinseki said he enforced the resignation without any real penalty. The American Legion renewed its call for Shinseki himself to step down.
The White House says the president supported Shinseki's decision to call for Petzl to resign. Of the 11 major fires burning in Southern California right now, 6 are fully contained. Weather conditions are improving, giving firefighters a break. San Diego County Board of Supervisors Diane Jacobs says,
our fire season has begun, and it was predicted by fire officials in January that this would be the worst fire season ever in the San Diego region. We're already seeing that their words have come true.
Several fires around Camp Pendleton, California, still pretty much out of control. General Motors fined $35 million for failing to tell regulators about a defect linked to 13 deaths and 31 crashes. 2.5 million vehicles recalled.
GM still faces both criminal and civil prosecution in the courts. CEO Mary Barra had this response. Quote, we have learned a great deal from this recall. We will now focus on the goal of becoming an industry safety leader. We will emerge from this situation a stronger company.
CBS's Jeff Lower. Eye on the Triple Crown, the Preakness Stakes today in Baltimore. WBAL reporter Phil Yakubowski.
As they ready the track at Pimlico, the name of the Kentucky Derby winner, California Chrome, is the horse that has everyone talking.
No competition. It's a weak field.
And you think he's going to be a Triple Crown winner?
Yeah, I think so, actually. I think this is the year.
Chrome.
I think Chrome's got to be the winner, right? Well, he spoke to everybody the last time, and I don't think that there's a lot of horses that can compete with him.
The last time there was a Triple Crown winner affirmed in 1978. Phil Yakubowski for CBS News, Baltimore.
President Obama in his weekly address focusing on job creation and growing the U.S. economy.
If Congress doesn't act by the end of this summer, federal funding for transportation projects will run out.
The president going to the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York on Thursday to emphasize that tourism is an export that will grow the economy. This is CBS News.
I'm going to learn a new language someday.
I'm going to learn Spanish someday.
French someday.
Someday, I'm going to learn Chinese.
When it comes to learning a new language, what if you could turn someday into today? Because Rosetta Stone is now giving away a powerful free gift that lets you do just that. A free demo that lets you try the fastest way to learn a language. Today, we're giving away demos of our language immersion technology absolutely free. Call 1-800-900-9047. With the Rosetta Stone solution, nothing will stand in your way. No books, no rote memorization or translation, no boring drills. It's the breakthrough in language learning that over 20,000 schools, Fortune 500 companies, and U.S. diplomats rely on. Because it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Claim your free gift from Rosetta Stone to turn someday into today. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-900-9047. That's 1-800-900-9047.
60 years ago today, the U.S. Supreme Court outlawed segregation in public schools.
I'm Peter King. Attorney Thurgood Marshall and his team fought hard.
You want those children to have a constitutional education.
Brown versus the Board of Education guaranteed it to help transform American society. But 60 years later,
the ultimate promise of Brown, the promise of equal opportunity for all, is one that's not fulfilled.
Southern Poverty Law Center President Richard Cullen.
So much in our country now still depends upon the color of your skin, where you happen to live, and how much money your parents make.
Peter King, CBS News.
First Lady Michelle Obama has told high school graduates at one Topeka, Kansas high school that young people who've grown up with diversity must continue to lead a national fight against prejudice.